Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for Living the Good Life from Clearwater, Florida and Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're excited to be here and we're glad you're joining us today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister right here live in the studio. Live. Better to be live, Pastor Jim, than any other way. Here, let me get your mic on. That would help.
There I am.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, with me in the studio today is Pastor Jim right here, and then Cindy Logan from Indiana will be calling in pretty soon and joining us, part of our radio contingent that is located in Indiana. Betty, daughter Megan, and Cindy, all from my church I pastored, Cornerstone Ministry in Newcastle, Indiana, for 7 years. And they are, PJ, it's pretty cool because you're from Indiana too. And we didn't know each other in Indiana. And we both went to the same college, Ball State University.
Go Cards. Yeah. And there was the funniest thing, just real brief here on Facebook. I found it so funny. Y'all can go to my Facebook page, it's on there. 30 ways to know you've moved to Indiana.
Oh, to Indiana or
yeah,
from?
To Indiana.
Okay.
Because after a while, they say, you know, mangoes are not that little yellow fruit. They're that green bell pepper.
Oh, yeah.
We
okay.
always called those mangoes.
Right.
And there was one. The first one was about, no matter how long you've been away from playing it, you'll remember how to play euchre in your sleep.
That's exactly right. Boy, I played a lot of that in my college days.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we are Hoosiers, but it's been a while since we've been there. Didn't know each other. God brought us here together. Actually, PJ, I will admit, graduated a few years from Ball State later than I did. So, but that's okay. We're still both Cardinals. And so anyway, we appreciate our Indiana listeners, and a lot of our church members from up there do listen to the show. Welcome to every one of you. And we are so glad that we have the audience that we do and that people call in, or not call in, but they tune in. This is actually not a call-in show, but our Thursday night show is a call-in show. And that's Go Yard with me, my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni from our ministry, PhD licensed mental health counselor. That's a life coaching show. We're in a series right now on Go Yard. That's the name of it, Hitting a Home Run in Life. Go Yard, all about defense mechanisms. And it was really good this past week. And we encourage you to tune in right here, 6:06 p.m. Thursday nights. Also, you can hear this show that we do today and our Go Yard shows on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. We are on that network every Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m. for the Living the Good Life show, this show, followed at noon, both Saturday and Sunday, for our Go Yard show, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. That's pretty good, don't you think? That's pretty wonderful.
It is a very wonderful thing, and that's why no matter where you're listening to us from, whether it's here in the Clearwater area on 1340 AM or 106.1
Woo!
FM.
You can ring the bell on that because that's a new addition, the FM station.
Amen, amen. And I understand that we're in Clearwater. And
right.
I think one of our people that comes to church when she can is in Brandon, which is a goodly distance away
sure.
from here. And she can hear us on the FM station.
Absolutely.
And that's just a wonderful thing.
And also now we have an FM station, 104.3 FM in Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel,
so
North
Tampa. We're just all over the place. And that's a wonderful thing. We're here locally. You can hear us. You can You can tune in around the globe on the internet at tantalk1340.com. Like Pastor just said, you can pick us up on starcomradionetwork.com. I mean, it's, you know, we
pretty
just,
cool.
Yeah, we praise God for that. I mean,
oh, my heavens.
What an outreach, you know?
And it expanded greatly in this past few months by the addition of our new radio station that we took equipment down to Puebla, Mexico in February of this year. I went down there and took the equipment. We are we have our own radio station there. Radio Libre Soy is the name of it.
Don't you just love the way she rolls those R's?
Actually, if you go to the internet, it is www.radio, which is radio, libre, point, or punto, soy, S-O-Y. So it's not a .com, it's a soy. So it's kind of interesting, which means I am. So it is Radio Free I Am is the name of our radio station down there. You can actually tune in to a show that I do every Monday and Friday now at 11 a.m. Eastern. And it is called Despiértame Hoy, which means Awake Me Today. And it comes from the song Awake, Awake, Awake My Soul in Spanish. So it's a 35-minute show in Spanish, and we actually play that out on the streets, or we're getting ready to. I think that's this new studio is just about finished that we've been building at the end of the sanctuary, and it will have a speaker out on the streets. PJ, what a joy. And a year ago right now, we had no idea this was about to happen. And Cindy, by the way, are you on the air? Cindy, are you on the air? Nope, that call left. Okay. All right. Amazing. A year ago, we had no idea what God was going to do here, right. Did we?
Right. And then, boom. And then, so much has happened. I mean, what an outreach. You know, it's not like we're not a big mega church by any stretch.
No, we're little.
Yeah, we're a little church. We're a little. Micro church.
Yeah, we are. That's okay.
But praise God. You know, and I just want to give a shout out to God for being so faithful.
Yes. Yes, yes.
There has never been a Sunday when we have not lacked the funds to pay for this show.
And we're in our 10th year on this show.
And we're in our 10th year. God has blessed us.
Yes.
Financially with being able to help out with the radio station down in Mexico. And
right.
You know, God is just such a faithful God, and nothing escapes him. Not one of our needs escape him.
Right.
And he's so worthy of our praise because he never lets us down, never lets us go.
Well, it reminds me of the prayer meeting we had at my home about a week and a half before I flew to Mexico back in January, if you remember. And we prayed specifically over the radio equipment I was taking and I would get through customs all right with it and that I would get a green light, which is what I needed in customs. And it's a long story of everything that happened, and it was a tedious process for 2.5 hours, but it all came through fine, and we did get the green light. God did protect all the equipment. We did get through everything we needed to get through, and we could go on and on about all the blessings of this year, 2016, this is 16, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of 2016, and just how God has answered our prayers. And no, we're not a huge group of people. A lot of our people have had to take jobs in other states, but we do have an audience that scatters across the globe. And so praise God for that. Through StarcomRadioNetwork.com on Saturday morning, we reach around the globe and 36 cities across the United States. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
God gets all the glory.
Yes, he does.
And I would say he's an awesome God, which is what we're going to start with right now.
Okay.
Don't you think that would be appropriate?
I think that would be great.
Woo! Hey, let's just all get our praise on. Get your praise on, people. We're going to praise God today. Get excited. You can join this song because the words repeat all the way through. So you can just sing your lungs out, and I will turn our mics off here so PJ and I can sing too. So, what a blessing. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise him, dear ones, as we start this show today. Whatever you're going through, let's praise him anyway. Praise God. Praise God. Our God is an awesome God. Oh, how we love you, mighty God. We give you glory and honor and praise this day. You are our awesome God.
Thank you.
Praise God. And Lord, we come before you right now with praise and adoration. We come before you with thanksgiving. We come before you with grateful hearts that we are able to be on the air all these years, that we're able to do this show in this free country, that we're able to talk about Jesus, that we're able to teach the word of God with anointing, with power, with might. Lord, we give you glory and praise before we see what you're going to do on this show today. You are our mighty God. You are awesome, mighty God. You're awesome, mighty God. And we love you with all our hearts. In Jesus' name. Woo, this we pray.
Amen.
We've been in the series, The Power of Praise. You want to talk about the power of praise, Pastor Jim, before we go into Joshua 5? Get your Bible if you can follow along.
You got about 6 hours?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, there is power in praise. Praise is so powerful. I think that's where Satan, the enemy, tries to
hit us. That's why he hates it, yeah.
First,
yes.
Because Psalm 22:3, God inhabits the praises of his people. When
Amen.
We praise God, God comes on the scene. You know, we're commanded to praise him. We're commanded to praise him. And
oh, it doesn't say it's an option if you feel like doing it?
No, it's
or,
a,
you
it's
know, just only when you have a perfect day can you praise God. Does it say that?
No. Well, you know,
I'm being facetious,
I know you
of course.
Are. Paul writes, in everything, give thanks.
In everything.
Rejoice evermore.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. The Psalms, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All through there. Praise
commands.
The Lord. They're commands. It's not just a recitation, and it's not just when we feel like it. There's a purpose behind the praising.
Amen.
Because it takes our eyes off of whatever, you know, whatever is going on and puts them back on God, who's
Amen.
The one who can take care of whatever's going on. And, you know, there's a little saying that floats around, stop talking about how big your mountain is and talk about how big your God is.
That's exactly right.
You know, and that's what praise does.
Amen.
It puts our eyes back on the Lord.
Amen.
And enables us to get our eyes off all whatever's going on around us. And it opens up basically a channel for God to move
yes.
in our lives.
Yes, it does.
You know, and amazingly, you know, and we're not even called to praise him after the fact. We're called to give thanks before the fact.
Which,
you know, which is weird.
Yes.
I mean, which a lot of people think, well, that's crazy. Why should
yes.
I thank him before it happens?
Yes.
Because that's one of those spiritual laws. That's how things work in the
right.
spiritual world. You give thanks and you praise God. That's stepping out in faith.
That's
saying,
exactly
Lord, I
right.
believe you're going to do this, and I'm thanking you in advance.
Amen.
For it.
Amen.
You know,
I just got two texts from Enrique, our pastor in Mexico, in Puebla. Pastor Jim, can you recite that toll-free number up there on the wall for Enrique if he wants to call in? And if so, I'll grab you right here in the control room, Enrique, and put you on the air.
Yes, the toll-free number is 1-866-826-1340.
Okay, 866-826-1340. And if you want to call it in for a minute, Enrique, it would be great. So because we just talked about the new radio station, you're the director of the new radio station in Puebla, Radio Libre Soy, and you're also the pastor of the congregation there. And we would love to hear from you if you have a second. He may be preparing for service tonight because their service starts at 6. So down there in Puebla, Mexico. But, you know, PJ, I was reminded as you were talking about praise and the importance of it, what Graham Cook says, one of my favorite authors, and he says, praise, we can praise God before we see the answer because God always has a provision attached to the problem. okay? I mean, no matter what problem it is we're going through, God's already got an answer. He's already got a provision. So we can praise God in advance because we serve a God who is good. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. We can praise God in advance before we see the answer. We've been talking about that the last 3 or 4 weeks on the air.
And it's so important because what you just said, where there's a problem, God already has provision.
Yes.
And, you know, whether it's sickness, he's the healer.
Right.
Whether it's lack, he's the provider.
Amen.
Whether it's bondage, he's the deliverer. I'm starting to sound like that new Zach Williams song.
I love it.
Chainbreaker.
I love it. Yes, Chainbreaker. That's what he is.
And, you know, but that's true. That's what he is. That's why we can give thanks in advance, whatever the issue is. And that just allows God to move in our life. That just opens up the door, basically, for God to move in our lives. And, you know, Psalm 149, the psalmist wrote, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and the two-edged sword in their hand."
Absolutely.
"To execute judgment."
Yes.
"On the enemy."
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
There we go. The two prongs there. The praise of God in our mouth and the word of God, the sharp two-edged sword in our hand to wreak havoc on the enemy. And I'll quote this really quickly. Psalms 8, verse 2. "Out of the mouths of babes and infants you have ordained strength. But in the Septuagint, in the Greek version, which Jesus quoted in Matthew 21, "out of the mouths of babes and infants you have ordained praise to silence the enemy." When we praise God, it shuts the devil up.
Oh, you are loaded with it today, PJ. This is great. And that's exactly what it does. That is exactly what it does. Let's see if we have Cindy here or if we have Enrique here. Who do we have?
Cindy here.
All right. There you go. Hey, it's good to hear your voice, Cindy. Absolutely.
Everyone,
hi, Cindy.
Well. You as well.
Yes.
Hi, Pastor.
Hey.
Jim's on today, huh?
Yes, he is. Yes, as we fondly call him, PJ. And Enrique, the head of our radio station in Puebla, Mexico, has just texted in that he's listening, and I've invited him to, you know, call in for a second if he can, and he may not be able to. He's got a busy day, but he may be listening and doing other things at the same time, like cleaning the church, which is typical of him. So anyway, we're talking about praise, Cindy Logan, and I'll tell you what, it has been a series. I tell you, we have enjoyed talking about all these scriptures that PJ just brought up and the fact that we are supposed to be praising God no matter what we're going through. And that is hard for a lot of us sometimes, don't you think, Cindy?
So hard, especially when we just want to grumble. I mean, you know, life is hard, you know, and some days are worse than others as far as the stuff that hits us.
Right.
And the first thing I want to do is just grumble.
Yes.
and just like, oh, why me? Why
right.
is this happening? Or gosh, what a bad day. Or I'm just not having a good time here right now.
Right.
In a lot of ways, you know?
Yes.
And that's the first thing that comes to mind is to just complain and poor, poor, pitiful me. But, you know, I've been going through that a lot this week, so you have to remind yourself, hey, God's got this. He's going to work through it. It's all going to be okay in the end. It's going to turn out all right. Just praise you, Jesus, for the outcome.
Oh, amen.
I mean, sometimes it's just a statement like that. Sometimes I don't even really feel it, but I know it.
Right.
I know it. So it's just praise you, Jesus, for the outcome. I know you're going to take care of this. And just shut my mouth, you know? It's that mouth that gets us in trouble.
Amen.
We're going to talk about that mouth as we talk about Jericho today. But, PJ, you want to respond to everything Cindy just said? It was good stuff.
It was good stuff. But you're so right. And that's why, you know, I think that's one of the reasons God commands us to praise, because it keeps us from bad-mouthing, you know, from, well, you know, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So
yes.
It's what's coming out of the mouth that's actually planting seeds of life or planting
right.
seeds of death.
Yes.
And praise, if we're busy praising God, then it's, then we're not saying poor, pitiful me.
Exactly.
We're exalting God. And I just read today in Hebrews about offering up the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, acknowledging God.
Amen.
And, you know, it is a sacrifice sometimes because we don't feel like it.
Right, exactly.
You know, who feels like praising God all the time? I don't. I mean, you know.
But it's something we have to learn to do. And I have trained myself over periods of years to say that. I don't care who I'm talking to. If it's a good thing, well, praise God for that. You know, and just get those words out there. Praise God for that. Whatever, even if it's in a conversation with a non-believer, I'll say, you know, oh, that happened to you. Praise God for that. You know, you just quoted Proverbs 18:21. I love that verse, but I love it in the Message Bible so much. And it says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Love it. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. And we're going to Joshua chapter 5 here, where we were last week. Last week's show didn't go the direction I thought it was going to go at all.
Imagine that,
Cindy. And so I would encourage anybody that missed it to go here to the radio station, www.tantalk1340.com. Go down to the program schedule, find Living the Good Life, and go to our podcasts and listen to it. And then at the end of August, all these shows for this month will be on our BOHMglobal.com website. Anyway, last week we got stuck in chapter 5, and I don't want to get back and do the same thing again, except that I want to make a couple points as we begin the show today. That starting in verse 10 of Joshua 5, the people of Israel had a new generation had come up after 40 years of walking around the same mountain. The other generation had died off. The new ones had come. They needed to be circumcised again. All those little boys needed to be circumcised. I bet that was a happy day.
I bet Woo. That was a real happy day.
And then they had to recover, okay? So there was all this recovery time, and they were camped there. And,
I know. I'm stepping ahead on you this time.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
But I think it's important that we remember why they had to be circumcised.
Please.
They were out of the covenant.
Yes,
Yes. Anything from the beginning of chapter 5 on would not have happened had those children not entered into the covenant. And
yes,
in my head, I can't wrap my head around why weren't they circumcised in the wilderness, but for whatever reason, they didn't do it. So God said, okay, from here on out, you've got to be obedient, and that means this. You've got to do this. So
yes,
they could enter into the covenant,
right,
in order then for all the events, for, you know, and later on chapter 5, chapter 6, because quite honestly, if they were out of the covenant,
yeah,
it wouldn't have happened.
No, they couldn't inherit the blessings that they were about to inherit.
Which
brings me to the new series.
Which brings you to the new series.
That we're starting tomorrow. No, this is Sunday. Wednesday night, in our Wednesday night gathering. The new series is entitled, wait for it. Are you ready, Cindy? It's entitled, You're in the Will. Okay? And it's all about inheritance. And what we have coming to us, and what we have coming to us right now, if we choose to accept it. The title of the new series, You Are in the Will. All right, so back to Joshua chapter 5, and it says that they celebrated the Passover, and the Passover was exactly 40 years, exactly. Okay, now God, he's a God of surprises, but he's also a God of perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
You can ring the bell on that one, because he is a God of perfect timing. And here they are exactly 40 years after the initial Passover that took place when they left Egypt. And now they are ready for the new season in God, which we talked about last week on our show. So go back and listen to that. Not going to go into all that right now. But it says that very next day after the Passover, this new season started something brand new. What had they been eating in the last 40 years, day in and day out? What were they eating, PJ?
Manna.
Some people say it tasted like honey and
coriander seed, whatever, you know, I'm not sure what that would taste like.
It's probably like a fruit and nut bar from...
Kind of. From heaven.
From heaven.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was chuckling.
Nature's Valley.
Yeah, that old song by Keith Green, So You Want to Go Back to Egypt. There's right. that whole section in there on manna burgers and all that. I couldn't imagine. I mean, God did provide quail, and I'm sure they got, you know, a few fish here and there, but 40 years, and yet God, that was his provision.
It was.
And, you know, although they grumbled, they said, I'm just, you know, sick to death of this stuff.
Well, but it sustained them. As we mentioned last week, for 40 years, their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. God, of course, there was no Walmart or Target anyplace close by anyway, so it's a good thing.
But that's amazing.
It's totally amazing.
God provided completely for the children of Israel in the desert, and then they had this Passover.
And they had the Passover, and it was a big celebration. And now the next day after that, they start eating the fruit of the land. It's interesting that when we come to those season-changing moments in our own lives, the blessings just start coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They just start coming in. And sometimes in ways we least expect them. Cindy, you want to comment on that right now? Because I know that even though you've gone through a lot of rough times, you've also had a lot of blessings too, haven't you?
There's always a blessing at the end, it seems like you said. We would go through those dry seasons and painful times and times of lack and
right.
not having enough. And I always look back at those times. And even now, I mean, on the lean times and finances and in different ways, and wonder, how did I make it? How did I do it? How did I get where I'm at? God provided. He provided all those dry times. He sustained. That's what he did. He sustained. And, yes, there's always a season of blessing afterwards. Sometimes it's a short, dry period, and sometimes it lasts for months.
Right.
You know? And
sometimes 40 years.
Inevitably, at the end, he makes a lot of changes. He's changed a lot of seasons in my life. Let's just say it's never boring, and I never know. And even when I'm grumbling, you know, I know this too will pass, and it's a season that I'm going through. Maybe just a time period where things are uneasier, or I'm not content with the certain things in my life.
And Cindy, I just want to
go ahead. Peter.
Yeah, I just want to say, and it's important because you keep using the word season, and that's great because it's a season is a period of time. It's not eternity. It's not going to go on forever. And I like that, you know, that you keep using the word season. Because
that's what I've come to learn.
Yeah, it's a season.
Because I know it's going to change.
Right, it'll pass.
Like the seasons and weather, you know,
right.
It's going to change.
And sometimes if you're in Indiana, you get all four in one day.
I dare say, if you don't like the heat in Indiana, just hang on because it's going to snap cold here real quick.
Right, and that's sometimes how God works. Sometimes it works really fast. And then sometimes he's like in Florida, where summer hangs on for 10 months. but eventually it does change.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, and eventually that season changes.
And so here we are, the children of Israel. They've entered a new season the day after. It's not a few months later when God gets around to it. It's that very next day, which talks about God's intentionality, his purposefulness, that he remembers what he's promised. 40 is the number for wilderness and going around the same mountain over and over again and expecting different results. Isn't that the definition of insanity also, by the way? But yet, when God starts this new day with the new Passover, then that next day, all of the fruit of the land is suddenly visible, and the children of Israel can eat right there of the land. And so they're enjoying all this. And then Joshua looks over and sees the first city that they are to conquer. And I find this interesting because with blessing comes the next opportunity for victory.
That's a good way to put it.
ring that bell, because I'll never say that again. We need to write that down. With that blessing comes that new, fresh opportunity for victory, which means we could look at that negatively and say, comes the next battle. But we're not going to say it that way. Why, PJ?
Because victory is positive.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, that's such a good point. It's a step of growth. And
yes,
with each growth, then there's going to be new challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
And new opportunities for
right.
growth.
Cindy, talk to us about that. Have you noticed that in your own life?
That's hard. I mean, like, you hit the nail on the head.
You just call it like you see it, and I love it. I love it. But go ahead.
I do. I mean, it's like, in my life, I'm changing, and I'm growing.
Yes.
And I'm learning from this growth. And I think, in my mind, I don't need this. I'm already smart, you know? I don't need this. I don't need this change.
You mean you've already,
growth.
You've already grown all you need to grow.
This.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself. But
right.
at the end of the day, when I think back of what
yes.
what happened here, maybe this is something God sees that I need that I don't recognize.
Right.
Maybe I need to go through this for this strength that he
Absolutely.
Is developing.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very strong in the Lord, and the Lord gives me my strength. But there's certain areas in my life or in my behavior, my personality, whatever you want to call it, that I do need growth.
Yes.
I need to go through some stuff that's going to make me stronger. It's going to make me be able to handle a situation a little bit differently when I come to it.
Right.
Because I'm going to have a different new strength that the Lord gave me after going through this. It's really hard as I get older. It's easier to recognize what's going on, but it's harder to accept it. It's like, I don't know. I'm learning. For me, I'm learning to have more endurance.
That's good. That's a good word.
Endurance. I feel like, you know, I'm gaining strength and perspective, but the Lord is teaching me more than anything how to go through something and go through it completely to strengthen me, to give me that endurance, instead of just as soon as I recognize he's doing something, just say, oh, you know, I don't need this. I don't need to learn from this. I've already been through this before. And it may be something I have gone through before, but I might have quit. I might have quit. I might have thrown in the towel. I might have gave up, or I might have just shut the Lord out and said, hey, you know, I don't need this.
Well,
but as I get older,
he
is making me go through some stuff that he won't let me quit on, you know?
That's right.
He won't let me throw in the towel.
I hear you.
It's like he's telling me, go through this and get the strength and endurance from it in the long run, because he wants me to. He's doing it for a reason.
Well, you've just set up perfectly what Joshua had an opportunity right here in the first day of a new season to look across there at Jericho, which was the strongest and the most fortified city in Canaan that they were going to have to conquer. And Joshua looks across the river, and there it is. You know, is it across the river? It was the river behind him. I think it was behind him, wasn't it?
Behind him.
Yeah, it was. So he looks across the plains, I'll correct myself, and he sees this huge fortified city. And instead of panicking, he looks up, and right in front of him, as we talked about last week, is really an appearance of Jesus, a Christophany, we call it. And he calls himself the commander of the army, of God's army, which, of course, he is. And Joshua, in verse 14 of Joshua chapter 5, he falls to the ground. And instead of falling to the ground and saying, oh, no, look at this big, terrible battle we're going to have. How are we going to do this? You know, which is our natural human reaction, right, Cindy? That's what I hear you saying. Our natural reaction is, I don't want to go through this again. I learned before. You mean we got to conquer another city? You know, all of that. Instead, Joshua falls to his face and worships. That is so incredibly significant that he does that right before the battle. And then he says to this appearance of Jesus, "What orders do you have? Does my master have for his servant?" In other words, I think he was expecting specifics. How are we going to conquer the city? And here's what he was told. Verse 15, "Take your sandals off your feet. The place you are standing is holy. Joshua did it." PJ.
And that's such a parallel to when Moses had the vision or saw God in the burning bush. The ground you're standing on is holy. So,
Amen.
It's so important because I think Joshua, like most of us, especially in this political season, God, whose side are you on?
Right.
And it was Abraham Lincoln who said, it's not important whose side God is on. We need to make sure we're on God's side.
And yeah, there you go.
That's kind of how the angel responded,
right.
The commander responded to him. He said, no, but I'm the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come. He didn't say whose side he was on.
Yeah.
But
didn't matter.
The most important thing is we got to make sure we're on his side. And that's why
Amen.
Joshua fell and worshiped. He wanted to make sure he was on the right side. And then he did say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Right.
Well, first off, you're going to take off your shoes because this is holy ground. And then in chapter 6, he gets those specific, seemingly ridiculous
directions.
Commands
on,
on how to conquer Jericho.
But I don't know that he would have even gotten those if he had not,
submitted
worshiped. Right. And worshiped. And that's the point I want us to make right here. People, we got to get our praise on. We got to get our worship on. We got to spend time worshiping. We've got to praise God when we wake up in the morning. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. Thank you for the opportunities you're going to give me today. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. And if there's hard things along the way, thank you that I'm going to learn the lessons that I need to learn today. And we start the day with that attitude. Cindy, you want to talk about that before we get to this next song, God of Wonders?
I just know it's better to start the day with that attitude than to end up in the midst of the fire and then say, oh, praise you, Lord, for the outcome. Because it avoids, we set ourselves up in the morning to prepare ourselves for what we might meet and know that God has got us in his hands.
Right.
We do not do that, and we're not prepared with the praise ahead of time. You know, when we get in the fire, then all those emotions kick in, and then I'm all over the place. I feel yucky. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I feel horrible. Oh, I'm grumbling. And then at the end of all that, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I should praise the Lord now for the outcome because remind myself that God's got this.
You know, Cindy.
But, we can save ourselves from all that.
Yes. And one of the reasons I love you as a radio commentator and all of our radio team is that we're all very gut level honest about what it's like to live this Christian life. And Cindy, you don't ever mince any words. You just lay it right out there, doesn't she, PJ?
Amen.
And it's a joy to have you on the air. And all of our team does. I mean, we're honest about how life has its moments that are very difficult. And I hope, audience, that you can relate to what we're talking about. The Christian life is not all roses and sweet flowers. It's difficult. We are here to experience how we can learn to overcome in the midst of whatever happens in our lives and how we can draw from God's strength and how we can change from the inside out. We've got a mission to do, and he's the God of wonders.
Are your tabernacle to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth. Early in the morning, I will celebrate the light.
God. Woo! God of wonders. Wow. Can't you just relate to Joshua falling on his face before God there? Oh, how amazing just to be worshiping him. And we all need to be doing that on a regular basis. And it transformed him, PJ. I believe that encounter with God right there caused him to be able to do what he had to do with Jericho, don't you think?
And to believe what he had to believe in order to conquer it.
Yes.
Because obviously the instructions he got
were wild.
They weren't in any military tactic book anywhere. That the pattern here is the same pattern throughout Scripture. Jehoshaphat used it. Hezekiah used it. You know, it's that
What's
same
the pattern?
Pattern.
Tell
the
us.
The pattern is praise.
Praise.
The pattern is praise that it brings is. The victory. Moses used it.
Get your praise on, dear ones.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, praise is the answer. I mean, especially when we don't know what to do.
Right.
The answer is start praising God. Turn on your music. Start blaring it around your house and start walking around and praising God and declaring his wonders, that he's the God of wonders, that he's majestic, that he's an awesome God like we started with. I mean, these two songs right here will bless you. God of wonders. I don't know who does that one. Do you know?
That's, I know Mac Powell from Third Day sings in
okay.
it. I forget the name.
But boy, it's a good group.
It is a good group.
Yeah, an awesome God that we just did. So Cindy, tell us, I mean, you have learned by experience, you learned years ago as you were part of our ministry at Cornerstone, the importance of praising God and how the anointing of God comes down and absolutely knocks people flat and also heals bodies and takes care of issues in their lives, right? You remember those days. I remember those days.
Yes, he does. And I know he's still the same today.
Amen.
If we ask him to do those things.
Yes.
Just that being a part of the experience is so holy when you're
yes.
there in the
yes.
midst of it.
It is.
The anointing so strong, and I remember the anointing so thick, you could smell Jesus. The
yes.
smell of roses.
Yes.
I mean, there are times we have that aroma of his presence.
Right.
Yeah, we'll never forget the... And the significance and the impact that it had on those that were there.
Yes, I remember that day.
Mm-hmm. My son. Now, my son is not, you know, that, I don't know what how close his relationship is to God. It's not as close as I know God would like for it to be. Let's just say that. But he is still today, and he went there as a teenager to our church, he would say. He still says today, he goes, I'm a believer. He goes, I saw my mom slain out in the spirit, and I saw a bunch of hocus pocus for the most part, looking on it. But he goes, when it happened to me, when it happened to me and I felt the spirit swoosh over me, he goes, I received it. I went out in the spirit.
Praise
he
God.
Said, I will never forget. I will never forget. And that was just one of the times.
Right.
That he experienced
yes.
it, that God showed
yes.
him and let him know his presence. And
yes.
it stayed with him his whole life, no matter what. He will never forget that experience. Once you've received the Holy Spirit, it you've been amongst, you know, the just in the midst of it. When
right.
God pours down his spirit and his anointing, miracles happen. Miracles happen.
Oh, thank you for saying that and reminding me of those days and those events and that day that we all smelled roses all through the sanctuary. That was an amazing
oh, yeah.
move of God. And here we have Joshua right here in Joshua chapter 6. And Jericho is tight, is shut up tight as a drum because the people were afraid of God's people coming after it. They knew the power. They had heard about it, and they didn't even have text messages or email or anything else. Yet the word had spread that the people of God were coming their direction. And it put fear in their hearts, PJ. It put fear in the whole great big huge city of Jericho.
Yeah, it did. Well, and... backing, you know, earlier in Joshua, it talks about that fear when,
yeah.
you know, when Rahab talked to them, she
right.
said, look, we've heard what your God, what Yahweh did for you, what,
right.
how he parted the Red Sea, how the plagues on Egypt, he parted the Red Sea.
They had heard about it.
You know, they had heard about all this, and all of a sudden, this horde of people is coming their direction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were pretty scared.
And it says in Joshua 6 that it was totally shut up. The gates were shut, everything. And I mentioned this Wednesday night at church, and it really bears it repeating here on the air tonight, how thick these walls were. The outside wall of Jericho was 6 feet thick. Okay, that's pretty darn thick. I mean, that is so thick that nobody can get through that, right? On your own human possibly can't. 30 feet high, 6 feet thick. And then there was a separation of about a foot or two, and the inner wall began. And the inner wall was 12 feet thick, 30 feet high. Now, that is crazy. That is so impossible. And I also mentioned this Wednesday night, and I'd like for us all to think about this. So many of us have walls that are easily visible to other people around us, kind of like our outer walls when we act insecure or we act bitter or we act angry or we are drinking all the time or drugging all the time or whatever the case may be. Those things are visible to others. But that inner, those inner walls that we all have erected that only God's Holy Spirit can bring down on the inside that cause us to behave a certain way in our outer expressions are extremely thick sometimes and very hard to permeate and penetrate. You know what I'm saying, PJ?
Oh, sure. And this kind of goes back to something that, Cindy, that you said earlier. About God showing you things. To me, he shows me my blind spots.
Yes.
And
those inner walls.
Those can be my inner walls, my little blind spots that, you know, I either am not aware of or choose not to be aware of.
Right.
And I do have them. Just ask, you know.
We all do.
Just ask Ray. He'll tell you. We do all have them. And
sure.
God shows me those.
Right.
And like you, Cindy, it's like, did you really have to show me that? You know, and you're right. It's like, I'm 61 years old. Did you really need to show me that at this point in my life? Yeah, apparently he did.
Right.
And that's okay, though. And again, what do we do?
What do we do about it?
What do we do about it? Do we just hold on to it? Do we thank God because he showed it to us and let him deal with it?
You know, now that you're talking about this, this whole story of Jericho can be a metaphor for us, for our inner life here, actually. Think about that. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. And Cindy, did you want to comment on that real quickly before we go to a couple things and do station ID and then come back?
No, I'll comment when we come back. I'm in the thought process of something.
You're in the thought process. Okay,
yeah,
jot it down.
But it's not complete. It's not
all right.
Complete yet.
Okay, jot it down. Jot
it
down.
While we go to that.
Okay. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you on Wednesday nights to our Wednesday gathering. And we used to have a Sunday service. We used to have a Wednesday night service regularly for the last 15 years. But God has changed that. And we now have four radio shows a week, and two in Mexico and two here. And we also have a Wednesday night gathering. So, PJ, tell us what happens on that. And anybody's welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Anybody can come to the gathering. And we start at 6 o'clock with prayer. We take prayer requests, and we do a lot of praying out of the Prayers That Avail Much book by Jermaine Copeland. Wonderful book. It's all word-based prayer, so you can't go wrong with that.
Right.
But we do take requests. We do some praise reports, prayer requests. At 6:30, we have praise and worship, and then we get into the Word, and it's interactive. So bring a Bible, bring your notebook, bring your questions. If you're hungry, bring your dinner.
Right.
Because we do have some people that come directly from work, which is great. We meet at the Red Roof Inn at, now I always get the address wrong. After all,
3580.
I was going to say 3850. 3580 Olmerton Road in Clearwater, not too far from the airport, not too far from the Howard Franklin Bridge. So it's really conveniently located.
It is.
And so please join us, especially, I mean, if you're in the area or going to be visiting, we're a word-based church. We welcome you. Please drop by.
Absolutely. And while you're talking, PJ, would you tell them about our prayer line, which has been going now for a number of years, 7 or 8 years,
yeah.
And it is worldwide, and it's an email-based prayer line.
Yes, it is. We have a prayer team consisting of people who've committed to pray for you.
Yes.
So if you have a prayer request, please send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and either myself or Betty or Shell will pick that up. We will write a prayer. We'll send it out to our prayer team. And we believe in, you know, all pray, be on the same page, praying the same thing in unity, being of one mind. So we come up with a prayer, And we will pray for your prayer. And it doesn't matter how big, how small, we want to pray for you. And
right. Yes.
The only thing we ask is that when God answers your prayer, you let us know.
Yeah.
You send us back a reply and just send us a praise report. Let us know that God answered your prayer.
We love to hear those praise reports. We
and
really
do.
And
I do keep track of those.
Absolutely. So we welcome you on Wednesday night. Use our prayer line. Don't forget our Thursday night show, which is a life coaching show with Dr. Angel Fazzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and me, Mama Mac. So it's Mama Mac and Dr. Angel on Thursday night's Go Yard, which means hitting a home run. And this week we continue our discussion on defense mechanisms, what we do to kind of protect ourselves. So interesting stuff. Join us 6:06 p.m. Thursday night and on Saturday and Sunday every week, StarComRadioNetwork.com. PJ makes fun of me for saying this every week, but four words.
StarComNetwork.
Right, StarComRadioNetwork.com. There you go. Tune in Saturday and Sunday, Eastern Time, 10 a.m. for this show. Will be repeated again this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, and followed by our Go Yard show for that particular week at noon at Eastern Time, StarComRadioNetwork.com. And don't forget our Spanish shows Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern on Radio Libre Punto Soy. How about that? Yeah.
And don't forget, you can hear any of our shows.
Yeah.
Dating back, what, centuries?
Golly, it feels like it, doesn't it? There's like 400 more. I mean, we need to count up. We're getting close to show number 500
here.
Yes, we
are. I need to sit down and figure that out.
We need to figure that out because it's been going on forever now, 10 years on the air. So we give God all the glory and praise for that. And, of course, we thank Lola and this wonderful station also that we're a part of. And just a few weeks ago, this station became FM. And so the clarity is amazing, and the outreach is more. And we're excited about that. And we are now 106.1 FM in the Tampa Bay area and 104.3 FM in the Tampa Bay area.